Hello and welcome to the Market Podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Kshitij Anand and today I have with me a very special guest, Sunil Rohkale, who is MD and CEO ASK Group. Well, welcome to the podcast, Mr. Rohkale.
Thank you, Kshitij.
Right. Well, the first question I wanted to put it across to you, sir, is that, so how do you sum up the last year? You know, it has been a roller coaster year for investors, but with uninterrupted liquidity, both Sensex and Nifty will close the year with handsome gains. So what are your views on that?
Yeah, Kshitij, the last year specifically is na bhuto na bhavishyati year. This year, we have seen volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and a lot of ambiguity. So in turn, it was a VUCA moment for the country, for the corporate world, and for the administrators and politicians as well. So this year primarily was only meant for those who are prudent managers, managements. This is the year which had got supported for those balance sheet which are quality and could able to attract a good low cost of capital. And the investors continuously. So I think that has been the journey. So the good quality, it is a quality year. The quality got benefited. Consolidation benefit went to them. And I think that is being seen in the markets in terms of prices as well.
Right. And what is your outlook for the coming year in terms of markets and any big reforms you expect from Budget 21?
I think the government in this last 3 years have been announced a lot of great initiatives and reforms. I think what is most important, because the pandemic has postponed some of them to really implement in a big way. My guess is that the recently announced production link incentive is one of the game changers for the country. At the same time, the even bill in modified form could be another game changer for the country since independence. So my view is that the reforms, I don't expect something new to announce, but more focus on infrastructure, more focus on attracting more foreign direct investment, more investment from the sovereign funds, because we now welcome them into India, and the PLI and the farm reform should continue in a more aggressive way and brutally. That's what I think personally for the year to come.
Right. And the year 2020 has been a year of IPOs and probably best in terms of listing gains, thanks to the abundance of liquidity that we've seen. Do you see a similar trend for the year 21 as well?
See, I'll tell you the investor's point of view, because of the consistent falling of interest rate in India in line with the globe, has actually have created some anxiety among the investors. The investors in general have compared all the time returns with two parameters. One is the bank deposit rates, the government bond rate. Both are, at this point of time, are really soft. The bank deposits are closer to 3-3.5%. The government bond is hovering a little less than 6%. So generating returns is very, very difficult. In that context, and having a lot of liquidity everybody is sitting on, including the government, including the banks in specific, and the corporates as well, I think this good quality IPOs people have gushed in. And at the same time, those IPOs were also priced very interestingly because of the uncertain year. And hence, I think this whole IPO part, what we have seen in 2020 with a great success, with a good quality IPOs, I think shouldn't be a reason why not to continue next year. Because next year is actually going to be very interesting year, because there's where we would have the demand and the latent demand is going to drive the recovery of real economy. And that real economy growth is going to give us the Goldilocks moment. And my sense is that a lot of corporates, which probably has an ambition to list the companies, would come into the market, and that's the opportunity. And I clearly see the IPO market continue to flourish.
Right. And are you seeing any change in the wealth management, you know, the way investors are looking at wealth management amid the, you know, outbreak of the COVID-19 that we have seen in the year 2020, and any big trends to watch out for in the year 21?
So I think this is very interesting times. It was most difficult time, a lot of headwinds to the wealth management industry because of the ever-changing regulation. This industry is now by and large regulated. And that's quite a good news from the investor's point of view, because that aligns the interest of the investors and the wealth management companies. That's the first significant change. I think going forward, what I feel personally is that the investors would decide what kind of wealth manager you want, whether he's a distributor or advisor. At the same time, the wealth management companies also have to choose who they want to be, or they would how they wanted to conduct the business. I think it's a high time for wealth management companies to do introspection, to decide their core strength, and then position themselves. And I that probably is the journey for scale. And what is going to differentiate between the wealth manager A and B is the use of technology for your product and services. And I think that is going to be the most important part on the go, if investors can able to understand what are they getting into, what kind of returns, what kind of fair comparison of various options and the asset class allocation based on the risk appetite. I think that would be much more organized portfolio management approach to the wealth management, rather than an ad hoc investment into products which are basically maybe the fad and fashion of that particular period. So I think this would help even entry-level wealth creators, correct? Entry-level mid-management, affluent part of the target segment would be a large focus area for wealth management, which probably was the domain of only private banks. So I think that it will be significant change, and the scale and the size of wealth management firms is just going to be kicking off the year ahead.
All right. So you see big plans for the wealth management business in the coming year as well. So that's a good sign and a welcome sign for investors as well. And lastly, what should be the ideal asset allocation strategy for the coming year? Do you think real estate should be part of the portfolio, including global diversification, and any other products which you think that investors can watch out for, either retail investors or HNIs?
Oh, Kshitij, I think this is a very interesting question in my mind, because last 5 years, most of the investors, however large, however mid, or however small he is, in terms of their asset allocation, real estate was out of their portfolio.
True.
It's clearly FY22 onwards, the next 5 years, the real estate is going to be back into their portfolio, either in physical form or it is going to be in financial form. Okay. So in physical form, people would upgrade, people would own the dream home, because nearing completion, completed homes is in big demand. And that's where people are seeing the price value gap in their favor, where there is a lower interest rate regime, there is a flexibility of developers' pricing plans, and that's a great thing for them. Second part is the financial instrument like REITs, which is like a fixed income plus, which is a great story where they can get consistently long, assured returns coming out of the A-grade office buildings, which are fully leased out to IT, ITS, and service companies, and much of less volatility than equities. And the third part is the people with a higher risk appetite clearly going into the AIFs, the private equity real estate funds, which clearly going to access the certain returns by investing into a last mile funding residential projects, because these are the projects need capital. And most of the banks and housing finance companies are wary of that risk. And most of the NBFCs have started this model. In that background, I clearly feel that real estate as an asset class in physical and financial is going to form a significant allocation, a significant part in the next 5 years.
All right. Well, real estate will be big in the next 5 years. That's a key message coming from Mr. Okhale. Well, thank you, Mr. Okhale, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you very much, Shirish.